Is it anticipation growing for it, or how, what's the mood right now?
I think we're just ready to start preparing for Northern Illinois, you know, just today, like we are. We've had a few practices, you know, just to get the team back together and get back in the swing of things, but we're definitely ready to start preparing for them just like we would a regular game week now.
You're practicing in December. Talk about this routine you're on leading up to the bowl game, the 28th.
Well, the first three practices we had, Coach just wanted to get all the guys, you know, together, some of the younger guys a little bit more reps, and just get everybody back into the swing of things, because we had, you know, we had about a week and a half, 2 weeks off, I guess. And so now that those practices are out of the way, we're going to start taking it just like a regular game week, you know, have our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice, and then coach has given us like a day and a half off, 2 days off, and then we'll go to the bowl site and do it all over again.
Are you ready to spend Christmas in Shreveport? Excited about that?
Oh, absolutely. All of us are. You know, being home for Christmas is a great thing, but you know, none of the guys here have gotten a chance to do that yet, and I know all the seniors and everybody, we're excited about it. They're excited about it, and you know, all the players as well. I don't think a single player is worried about that. I think it's a very exciting thing.
Northern Illinois known for their defense. That kind of, I would assume, makes them a little bit more eager for you to get out there, because it gives you something more to prove, knowing that these guys make their living really on that side of the ball. Help you to do something about it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always love going against good defenses because, you know, feel like if you can play well, we know our defense is going to play well. So, you know, as an offense, we know if we play well, we feel like we've got a really good shot. And, you know, they are known for their defense, and they're, you know, well-coached, good, disciplined, tough team. And so it's we're definitely starting to get excited coming down the stretch here, and can't wait to get after it.
Talk a little bit about how this game is a stepping stone for next season. You know, having a good outing will help you guys prepare you guys for next season.
Right. Well, the last game of the year, I think, always is big going into the off season. You know, last year, you know, we had a disappointing loss in Nevada at the end of the year. And so I think it's good for us to have this bowl game now. You know, since we did lose in Nevada last game, it's good to have this bowl game. And, you know, hopefully we can go out and perform well like we know we can. And play a good game and get everybody's hopes up, you know, for the off season. You know, it just brings a whole different attitude into it. You know, get everybody excited, you know, the fans and everybody. So I think a win here in the bowl game is definitely a good way to get the off season on the right track.
The last two times you guys have been on national TV, you struggled a little bit. Talk about just trying to show the Louisiana Tech's legit.
Well, we think we are, and I mean, whether the game's on national television or local TV or no TV, it really doesn't matter to us. The only thing that we see or notice difference is the TV timeouts in the middle of the game. But so whether we're on TV or not, I mean, that's besides the point. But I mean, we just but I mean, knowing that's a bowl game and we are on prime time, and you know, a lot of people will be watching us. I think we're just excited at the chance to get to show what Louisiana Tech can do, and that we're here to stay for the next couple of years.
Do you look at this as a home game?
It's good having it close. You know, I mean, it's not our stadium. It's not the Joe. I've never played there. I think maybe just the fifth-year seniors have been the only ones who have played a game in that stadium. So as a home game, I really don't know. I mean, I know it's good for us with our fan base and everything being in Shreveport. But I think that's the only difference, is just us being closer to the game than Northern Illinois would be.
It seems like during the bowl season there are more points scored per average or per game than there are in the regular season. Is it because the offense gets to add a few more wrinkles during the bowl season, prep work, more gadget plays? Derek was telling us about some of them. Why don't you tell us about some of the great plays here?
Yeah, definitely. Just give away our skills right now. But no, I actually wasn't even aware of that. But I think having, you know, a full month or something to prepare for a defense can give you a little bit of an advantage. But, you know, I really don't see how that would change things too much, because, you know, the opposing defense has just as long to prepare for your offense. So, I don't know. We're just hoping we can go out and put some points on the board and, you know, give it a good game.
Good try,
Cam. Ross, the direction of the program, you know, 5-7 last year, 7-5 this year, 3-10 2 years before that. Talk about the incline on wins.
Oh, definitely. Been great. I mean, I think, you know, people are getting more and more excited every day, you know, that we're here. And we know we're 7-5 this year, which, you know, is good, but we know that there's been a few games that really slipped away from us. We could have been a lot better. And I think that's good for us to know that, you know, we're right there, and we just got to keep working and everybody pull together and, you know, continue this little streak that we're on and go and get a good win here in the bowl and hit the off season hard and get ready for next year.
Any more questions for Ross?
By the game not being in Houston, how much money did you save ticket-wise?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if I was going to buy the tickets for everybody that was going to go, but I definitely would have had a lot of people there. But, I mean, you know, Shreveport's really not that. It's about 4 hours from my house, so I'll still have a lot of family and a few friends come up for it, so I'm not too disappointed.
Was all the Dooley speculation, was that a distraction at all for you guys?
Not really. A few players were talking about it, but when we had our team meeting, you know, Coach Dooley silenced all that and calmed us down, you know, and let us know this is where he wants to be, and this is the team that he's dedicated to, and we're glad to have him.
What has been the buzz around campus? Because I know it's been a while since, obviously, La Tech has been in a bowl situation. Are people talking?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people I've never even met coming, you know, hey, you know, good game, see you at the bowl game. And I'll, most of the people that I've talked to, most of the students on campus are planning on going to the game. So we should have a pretty good turnout for, you know, Tech fans just being here in Shreveport. So I know the whole campus and everybody's excited about it. And so it'll be a really fun experience.
Any more questions for Ross? All right, thanks, Ross.
Thank you.